Chapter 3, A Raging Boredom, The Toll of 40 Years. The Aftertaste of Affluence is Boredom. Michael Novak, Business as a Calling. A man in his early 50s was planning to divorce his wife of 30 years. He said, "Everything I have touched in the last 10 years has turned to delete expletive." He went on to articulate a number of disappointing business ventures and a growing emotional distance from his wife. His life had become monotonous and boring, and he was filled with anger over the way things were turning out. He said, "I feel empty." The problem. Raging. Adjective, marked by turmoil and fury. Boredom. Noun, a tedious sameness. Monotony. We each want to invest our lives for a worthy cause. Early in life, we realize how important it is to identify interests and goals that absorb, engage, and stimulate our minds. In our culture, those interests often revolve around making money, acquiring a reputation, and gaining influence. Sometimes the only thing worse than not getting what you want is getting it. On reaching the age of 49, one man said, "I've achieved every worldly goal I've set. Frankly, I have everything I need, yet I find a void in my life." It is quite possible to get exactly what you want and be just as unhappy as though you didn't get any of it at all. By the halfway point, we realize the sickly, sallow gods of affluence, prestige, and power overpromised and underdelivered. Once those idols arrested our affections, once they propelled us out of bed in the morning, no longer. Those of us who chased them have become bored. Ed and Janet, a couple with no children, lived alone in a 7,000-square-feet home. The husband was depressed. His wife asked, "What's wrong with you? We have everything we could possibly want." He answered, "We don't have anything." Financially, you feel disillusioned. The tantalizing but disappointing idea that money will make me happy abandons most of us after 20 or more years of labor, win or lose. It was a goal that simply wasn't big enough to satisfy.